Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to Failure's Knowledge podcast, where we explore failure and how they can lead to success. And in this episode, we're going to dive deep on why reinventing yourself is so important. Have you ever thought about reinventing yourself or inventing yourself, and you never knew how to go about doing that? In this video, we're going to talk about how to reinvent yourself and discover your dreams, your path, and the goal that you would like to achieve in your life. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button, make sure you hit the subscribe, and engage with the conversation, or drop down any questions you have while I'm going along this process of reinventing yourself. Because the same person that you are today, you would not be the person that you will be. The person that you are today, you will not be the same based off the way you grow, learn, and develop within yourself. So let me go ahead and go live on other platforms. Let me go ahead and press live. Let me go ahead and get ready and to present and to deliver this phenomenal lesson, because the lesson comes from my experience. And when I start to understand that my experience has power, I have to be willing to share the lessons that I've learned. And that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to focus on today. So the question of today is, have you ever thought about inventing yourself, or have you ever thought about reinventing yourself so you can start discovering your dream, your goal, and things that you like to accomplish for yourself? It starts with the mind. It starts with the self. It starts with the person looking in the mirror. In order to change, to become someone different, you have to be willing to identify who you are. So as I started to go on this journey a half a decade ago, I began to learn more about the process. I began to learn more about doing the work. I just started to learn about things that I wasn't familiar with doing. Now, don't get me wrong. Throughout my whole life, I was hard working. Like, me working hard, it was not a problem when I played sports, when I went to the Marine Corps, when I went to school. Like, me working hard wasn't the problem. What the issue was is that I wasn't working towards nothing. Like, I didn't have any goals. I didn't have any dreams. I didn't have any ambition that I wanted to pursue. And so over time, I was going through life comfortably, not knowing that there's more in life. In fact, before I even left my hometown, I didn't know that more even existed. I was so used to my environment. I was so used to being from a small town. I was so used to being from a place where no one even knows. I'm thinking, just because I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm from a small town, that everyone knows this town. And so when I went to the Marine Corps, and people start asking me, like, where are you from? And I start sharing, like, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. They say, where is that even at? Is that even a real place? Is that even a place where people go and visit? I'm explaining to them, like, yeah, it's a historical place. Like, you ain't never been here before? Like, this place is a good place. And what I recognized during that time is that people don't fully understand where you are from, because they've never been where you came from. And so it took me some while to fully understand that the way I was raised in a small town, it doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a person that doesn't understand things. It makes me a person that's just from a small town. You can be from a small town and not have anything wrong with you. You can be from a small town and not and figure things out. In fact, Joe Johnson is from my hometown. Darren McFadden is from my hometown. And these are people who excelled in what they was in what they was doing. Derek Fisher is another person that excelled from Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes, right now I'm only naming athletes, but what I've learned during this time is that when you are from a small place and you're from a place where not a lot of things are going on, or you're not around a lot of things or a lot of different people, you start to get comfortable in the environment that you're at. You start to get comfortable in the situation that you're in. And you don't think about it. I didn't think about it. But when I start going and leaving home, I start to see that it was more out here. My first place going and leaving my hometown was I think we went to Oklahoma. And as we went to Miami. My first time leaving Arkansas on a trip when I was grown was when I went to Miami. And even though I went to Miami, it was something that, you know, it was pretty cool. It was pretty fun. They had beaches that had people that I ain't never seen before. They had a good environment. Like, it was a party city. Like, Miami is a party city. And during that time, we left the house. We left our small town and went to a big city. And in this big city, there's a lot more people there. There's a lot more things going on. There's a lot more going on. I'm so used to not that much going on. Like, we'll go skating, we'll go over to my friend's house, but it was just so little. When I start to leave my hometown and see what the world had and what it consisted of, I'm like, man, this is crazy. These people are actually living like this. You can actually go to a different place and see more. You can see fancy cars. You can see different people. You can see like a different environment. You can see that. I'm thinking my hometown was the only place that was there, because I didn't know anything outside of my hometown. And so when you are reinventing yourself, you have to start with yourself. Because if you don't start with yourself, you have to identify where you are coming from, where you are from, and where you are going. Because if you don't recognize where you are from, where you are going will stop you because you're not paying attention to where you are at. And so it taught me that I have to be willing to go in the past. Like, I have to not necessarily live in the past, but understand where I came from. So I started asking questions to my mom. I started seeing things differently, because my life became different once I left my hometown. To reinvent yourself, the first point is that you have to leave the comfortability. You have to leave the comfort. You have to leave your comfort zone. Because in order for you to really discover yourself, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. Because if you learn how to be uncomfortable with things that you don't fully know, with the environment that you don't even recognize, with people that you have never met before, when you learn how to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, you start to invent yourself differently. Because it's something that you have to learn. It's something that you have to train. It's something that can grow within yourself. And as it's starting to grow within yourself, you have to be the one to say, I want to learn this, I want to improve, and I want to develop within myself. It wasn't until I left my hometown that I learned that it was more in this world. I was just so used to seeing my world because of my small town, because of my small town that I'm from. Now, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, but it can really position the way you think differently, because you don't, you know, there's not a chance. Like, it's impossible to see things differently. What was so challenging for me was that when I left my hometown always stayed with me. So then when I go to the Marine Corps, people ask me, like, where are you from? I tell them Little Rock, Arkansas. They start saying Arkansas. I say, that's not how you pronounce that. I said, it's Arkansas. They said, yeah, but it's spelled like Kansas, but they put R in front of the Kansas. I'm like, that's not how you pronounce that. My whole life, I ain't never heard nobody say Arkansas. Like, that's not how you pronounce that. And what I've learned is that the people that I went to boot camp with, or the people that I went to training with, they left their small town as well. They said some towns I've never heard before. I never, of course, never visited, but they left their small town. And then when they left their small town, they came to a big city. They came to a big environment. They came to an environment where there was a lot of people at. There was a lot of people that they wasn't familiar with. When you are uncomfortable, when you are uncomfortable, you're able to learn more about the process that you are on, about the journey that you like to discover. But it's understanding that you have to leave your comfort zone first so you can start inventing yourself to become someone different. Back in 2018, I didn't know I was becoming someone different. I just wanted to see what more looked like. Because I didn't know what more looked like. I didn't even understand that you can have more, that you can do more, that you can become more. My whole life, I thought I was going to be a NFL professional player. I'm sorry, a pro football player. But then as I got older and my height stopped at 5'8", and my weight stopped at 180 pounds, I said, yeah, maybe the pros ain't for me. But as a kid, I was only thinking of one thing. I was only dreaming of one particular thing because I saw football as my exit ticket. And then when I stopped playing football, my ACL got torn. Football was taken away from me. Now I have to reinvent myself. Because it matters the way you discover yourself because of what you go through. If you haven't experienced nothing, how do you discover who you would like to become? And so, the question for today is like, how do you reinvent yourself? You have to be willing to go through the hard times because the hard times are going to make you into a better person. It's going to help you build your dream. It's going to help you see things differently. And until you see things differently, you can't become different. You can't start inventing yourself. You can't start reinventing yourself because you haven't even recognized who you are today. And so when I start to fully understand that there's a process that you have to go through to discover who you would like to become, the reason why you're becoming someone different is because you chose to become someone different. It's because you chose to do something different. It's because you chose to be different. To be different, you have to get out your comfort zone. To be different, you have to learn how to be uncomfortable. When I was in the Marine Corps, they used to say, embrace the hard times. Embrace the times is not so good. Embrace the moments that is miserable. Embrace the time when you are not the happiest. Because when you learn how to embrace the moments that are rough, the moments that are discouraging, the moments that you don't even expect, when you start to embrace it, you learn how to become someone different. When you start to embrace it, you learn how to reinvent yourself. When you become someone different, you are able to reinvent yourself. I think I just said that twice. Nonetheless, there's a process that you have to go through. And when I started on this journey, I didn't know I was going through this process. I just literally thought about this. When I was in high school, my 9th to 10th grade year, I had this class. It was called the AVID course, or the AVID. It was called AVID. It was like an extra curriculum course or something like that. And so it's to help you prepare for college, do the college applications, help you understand the type of colleges that exist, the process behind it. So it's really helping you get to the next step. And so as I'm in this class, as I'm in this program, I'm in this program and I'm doing the work. And I remember one time we had to create our assignment was to create a video explaining more about who you are and what you would like to do. I created a video that had a green screen behind me, or that had a screen. I created a video, and I hate I can't find it today, because if I can find it today, it will surprise me so much. And so when I did this presentation, I created the video and I edited it and I put it to where she can find it. And when I did that, I learned something different about myself. I learned that I can become different if I'm willing to do the assignment. I learned that I can become different if I'm willing to do the work. It's doing the work that's so challenging because the work that you're doing can be so confusing. To reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to understand the work that you don't fully comprehend for you to learn on your journey. To reinvent yourself, you have to recognize who you are today. And to reinvent yourself, you have to learn who you were in the past. Because the same thing that I was doing in the past, I'm doing it today, but just on a different level. I'm not playing football anymore, but I continue to stay in shape. I'm not in the program Avid no more, but I'm still in college. The video that I created in high school or the assignments that I created using a video, I'm still doing the same exact thing. So my past never leaves you. Like, my past never left me. Your past is never going to leave you. When you recognize your past, you start to work with it. And start making your dream come true because now you're planning for the future. Because if you're doing the same exact thing your whole entire life, eventually you're going to come back to the thing that you've been doing for so long, but you're going to come back completely different because you've reinvented yourself. And to reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to just do things that will make you uncomfortable. You have to be willing to try new obstacles, try new tasks, new goals, and really open your mind up in a way where it's going to challenge you. But just because it's a challenge doesn't mean that the challenge can't be accomplished, can't be achieved. That it doesn't mean that the challenge is not going to make you better. To become better, you have to recognize what better even is. My role models that I was looking up to that I never met before were athletes. Number one prime example was Ray Lewis. Well, the number two prime example was Kobe Bryant. These people, these athletes, worked out tremendously. Like, they had great work ethic because they didn't let themselves stay comfortable. Like, they literally challenged themselves. I saw one video with Ray Lewis. He said the reason why he started working out was so the man, it was so the his mama boyfriend wouldn't hit his mama no more. And so he said, I went to go give me a deck of cards and I pull one and I drop it on the ground. I do 10 push-ups. I pull another one. I do another. I do 9 push-ups. Every time he pulled out a card, he did push-ups connecting to that number. He got his work ethic because he wanted to protect his mama. When he started to build the strength, build the confidence, build the encouragement, it came from him deciding that enough is enough. I'm not going to let it keep happening no more. When you decide that enough is enough, you're not going to let it keep happening to you anymore. Because many times in life, what you are going through is preparing you for what you are walking into. It's the walking that takes a distance. It's the walking that takes time. It's the walking that's the struggle because then it doesn't happen as soon as we start stepping. What happens is that you start to figure out that when you are learning about when you are learning about something different, you have to start at the bottom to have an understanding behind it. It's the understanding that takes a long time to understand that it matters what you're doing. It matters what you're learning. It matters in life because in order for it to matter in life, it has to be something that you do every single day. These people that I just referenced, Ray Lewis and Kobe Bryant, they played their sport every single day because they understood for them to be good, for them to be better, for them to become great, they have to be willing to work when they're horrible. Because when you don't have skills, when you don't have experience, and when you don't understand what you are doing, how you do it and how you get better matters even more because it's something that you have to do every single day. Because if you don't do it every single day, how do you get better? If you don't do it every single day, how do you improve? If you don't do it every single day, how can you reinvent yourself? You see, it's a challenge that many of us will have to go through, because in order for you to reinvent yourself, first you have to start looking at yourself. And to look at yourself is the most challenging thing there is, because how do you look at yourself and say, I need to work on something. I need to do something differently. I need to try some things. Because until you start trying things, it's going to stop your growth. It's going to stop your development. It's going to stop you from evolving. Because to reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. To be uncomfortable, you have to understand that you have to learn what comfort even looks like. Before I left my hometown, I was comfortable going to work at Walmart. I was comfortable getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was comfortable stacking the floors. I was comfortable moving around in Walmart. I was comfortable because I knew everybody. When I start to not be sure of everyone that was coming and counter with in the Marine Corps, I got scared. Because I didn't know them. I didn't understand them. I didn't grow up with these people. So now I'm looking at them like they're strangers. And as I'm looking at them like they're strangers, I have to learn how to be okay with the uncomfort, with the uncomfortability. Because if I learn how to be uncomfortable and turn the uncomfort into comfortability, I'm challenging myself. It's the challenge that stops a lot of people. Because how do you know that the challenge that you are going through, it will be something that will make you better? How do you know that what you are experiencing will not only make you better, but it will show you that you can be better? When you start to reinvent yourself, you start to look at yourself differently. Half a decade ago, if you would have told me that, Terrell, you'll be doing podcasts. You would have a business in podcasting, helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast. If you would say you would have a business helping other people launch their podcast, I would have looked at you differently, because I wouldn't have known what you was talking about. It's the subtle information that we get along the journey that shows that you're on the right path. There's so many times that so many different people came to me and was like, what you're doing good. This one time somebody came to me and was like, you inspire me. I'm like, what I do? How do I inspire you? I'm from a small town. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. How do I inspire you? What I learned over time is that when people come to you and say, you inspired me, it's because I'm the one that's doing the work. I'm the one that would like to be different. I'm the one that has decided to be okay with the uncomfortability, with the uncomfort that I'm experiencing. Because if I learn how to be comfortable with the uncomfort, I will start to get better. I will start to improve. I will start to develop. I will start to grow. And it's growing. It takes a long time to see. It's development that doesn't happen overnight. It's a process that says, if you understand the process that you are on, if you understand where you are at, if you recognize where you would like to go, eventually you will start to get there. But it's understanding that you can get there. Before I left my hometown, I was afraid to leave because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So as I'm watching the Marine Corps training videos, I'm trying to get an understanding of what the program is. And as I'm trying to understand it, I'm trying to watch it, I'm trying to learn from it. At some point, I said the videos that I'm watching to learn about the Marine Corps, it's not helping because I don't fully understand it. I don't fully understand it until I went there. I went there and I started to understand what I was watching because I started to do what I had interest on. Like what interests me, I wanted to learn about it, but you could only learn by doing. And we start doing, well, I can only learn by doing when I start to leave and go to different places, different Marine Corps events, it was teaching me that you're able to grow, you're able to develop, you're able to reinvent yourself. But first, you have to start where you are at. If you don't start where you are at, how can you get better? How can you get better? See, the question of today is how can you reinvent yourself? You can reinvent yourself by challenging yourself. Okay, how do you challenge yourself? You can challenge yourself by doing something new. Excuse me. You can challenge yourself by picking up your first book. You can challenge yourself by watching your first video. I remember I remember as I was growing up, I was listening to a lot of music. I wasn't listening to like hip hop or nothing like that. I'm listening to R&B, like, oh, what's it called? 90s R&B. And as I'm listening to it, these people like the songs are pretty good. The songs are decent enough for me to listen to them, so I'm listening to them. I'm not even thinking about why I'm listening to them, I'm just listening to them. Then one day, I just happened to think, I'm like, I'm listening to all this music. How is it helping me? Yeah, I can recite the words. I can say the words in the correct order, sing the song like it's supposed to be sung. But how is that really helping me? I didn't fully understand how music was helping me because I didn't know what I needed help in. And so one day I just decided, I said, I'm going to stop listening to music. In fact, I'm going to delete my Apple Music because I don't even want to listen to music. And this was a while ago. This was a while back. So I stopped listening to music and I started listening to podcasts, started listening to different interviews. I started listening to things differently. Because I didn't know what I was looking for, but I knew I was looking for something. When you look for something, you start to find what you don't even expect. When you don't expect it, it becomes more understandable. Because if you understand what you are getting yourself into, you had already got yourself into it. But since you don't understand, you have to go through the process of figuring it out. I'm watching this video of this guy. He'd go to strangers and he'd say, "What's your dream?" The last one that I watched, he'd say, "What's your dream?" Well, every video he says that. And one was like, "Well, I actually want to start a business. I want to start a business because I love creating, I love drawing, I love just creating images." He said, "Okay, so why aren't you doing that?" He said, "Well," she say, "Well, it's not that easy because I have to be at work, I have to go to school, I have to do the things." And he said, "What if one day your dream can come true based off the action that you did today? Would it be worth it?" He say, "Would it be worth it?" She say, "Yes, it would be worth it because I'll be able to do something that I love." Then he come back to say, "In order to do something that you would like to do, or that you would love to do, or that you see yourself doing, why not start it today and figure it out as you are starting?" The most challenging thing there is to wait to start. Because you don't think you're good enough to begin. And it shows that the longer you take to get ready, the longer you take to start, the longer you take, the longer your success will come. the longer your success will take. I'm sorry. Because if you don't put the work in today, if you haven't started to learn and do and observe what you're doing, you can only understand how you are doing it based off the actions that you're doing today. Because if you want to get to the next level, if you want to reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to push yourself. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to do as well. Because you have to make today the day that you're going to start. And when you make today start, and when you start for yourself, not only are you starting for yourself, you're preparing your future self to become someone different. When you become someone different, you just reinvented yourself. The person that I was in high school and growing up, I'm not the same person. Yes, I might look like him. Yes, I might sound like him. Yes, I might be him. But I'm not him because I'm more educated. I'm not him because I'm completely different. I'm not him because I've grown up. You see, it's a process that you have to go through to develop within yourself. And I'm not saying that in a bad or braggadocious way. What I'm saying is that you can't be the same because time just changes. Time just go on. If you really look at the history, look back in time, at first it was around BC time or AD time. And now it's around like 2000 and 2024. If time don't change, I'm sorry, if time don't stay the same, if time changes, why do we as people have to stay the same? And why can't we change? You see, it's more than just what you think it is. It's a process because you have to be willing to just start. You see, when you start, you're able to learn something differently about yourself. Every day I get up, I learn something different about myself because it's something that I'm seeking to learn. You can only get better when you go knocking. You can only get better when you go knocking on opportunities and when you start knocking on things that you don't expect. People start to see what you're doing. People start to look at you different, like you are different. Not only are you different, but you knocking on opportunities. To reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to look at yourself as you are. Because when you start looking at yourself as you are, now you have to learn from your past. Your past is always with you. Your past is always there. Many times in life, we just forget about the past because the past is so hard to look at. The past is so difficult to understand because we haven't sat down and started looking at ourselves. I remember as I was growing up, I used to be a crybaby. Like, I used to cry a lot. And with my brothers, so I have two brothers. With my two brothers, they had come. I used to be the one to get bullied a lot. I used to get beat up. Well, not necessarily beat up by other people, but beat up by my own siblings. And so my twin brother, he used to save me every day. And he used to save me often. But I used to get back into it with my oldest brother because I just was a sibling. You know, if you have siblings, you're going to do things to make siblings mad. At least I did. And as I'm making him mad, I'm not seeing or understanding the importance of stopping. I kept going. I kept playing. And over time, as I got older, I didn't recognize the importance of keep going, keep playing, keep showing up. Because when you recognize the importance behind it, now you start to understand how to reinvent yourself. So I started to learn, rather than me playing so much, mind you, I play. And there's a time and place where I do play. But in all honesty, when I apply the same thing that I was applying as a child to irritate my brothers, I'm doing the same thing as an adult to reinvent myself. Because as I'm playing, I'm showing up. As I'm playing, I'm developing. As I'm playing, I'm learning more about myself. You can only become something different when you understand who you are. To reinvent doesn't start from nothing. Reinventing yourself starts with something. You have to be willing to look at your past and look at yourself differently. Because as I was growing up, my mama used to tell me, son, you got to stop crying. She said, son, you are a boy. You got to stop all this crying. And so as I got older, I stopped all that crying. And what I didn't recognize is that as I stopped all that crying, everything else stopped as well. I wasn't aware of dreaming. I wasn't aware of thinking. I wasn't aware of doing. I was, and it taught me that until you recognize why you're suppressing things, why you're holding things back, that's gonna be the stopping stone of you growing and developing, because you have to be willing to sit in your past. And so when I start to fully understand, like, why am I this way? Why was I so sensitive? Because I got a big heart. Because I was a mama's boy. And just because my dad wasn't in my life, I didn't have the understanding of what a man is supposed to do. Rather, what a boy is supposed to do. In fact, I don't even think he knew what to do. That's probably why he wasn't there. Woo! There's a process behind reinventing yourself. To reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to start with something. Because reinventing yourself comes from you learning more, you doing more, and you changing what you have learned so you can do more. Because when you start to recognize the power of growth, the power of transformation, the power that you have within yourself, reinventing who you are will be a daily challenge, because it's something that you are challenging yourself with. Excuse me. It's something that you are challenging yourself with. Oh, excuse me. Because it matters the most on what you do. Excuse me. With the time, the knowledge, and the experience that you are looking for. Over the years, I've grown. Over the years, I've developed. Over the years, I have learned. It's not the fact that I'm not the same person as I was as I was growing up. I just became completely different based off the way I think about myself now. The way I think about myself is completely different than I did as a child. I lack confidence. I lack the ability to be sure of myself. I didn't know how to look at myself. But as I go through the process, as I go along this journey is going to show you that you are on the right path if you discover the path that you are on. Reinventing yourself is redirecting yourself. I remember this one time we was doing this course on, it was a training course. It was a training course. So we was in the cars, it was called JLTVs. And so when I was serving the Marine Corps, we in these JLTVs, pretty nice vehicles, quite honestly. And we're doing off-road course. We're doing off-road driving. And so it was this hill. Before you even get to the hill, first off, the hill was very steep. And before you go up the hill, you have to adjust the settings. You have to put the gear shift from drive, from D, to what is it called, to one or two or something like that, so you can have more traction. Then you have to change the settings on it to where like the inflated tires can lose some air so you can have more grip. And so when we was learning that, the first time I went, I said, oh, this is pretty cool. But as I'm driving, I'm trying to look out the window, but I can't necessarily see what I'm looking at. And so I'm going up the hill, and as I'm going up the hill, where in the car is me and three other people that's in this JLTV, that's in this truck. As we are going up the hill, we're going up the hill, I'm trying to look and see where I'm going. I'm trying to look and see where I'm going, but I can't see where I'm going. Many times in life, when you try to see where you are going, you're going to miss where you are headed because you're trying to look ahead. You can't look ahead for something that's not there. But what you can do is that you can continue to go up the hill. You can continue to progress. You can continue to reinvent yourself. Because you have to adjust the settings to yourself. So that way you will know how to handle the pressure that's going to come. There's a song, "There's a Diamond in the Rough" by Anthony Hamilton. And this song, it explains that he finds a woman that's a diamond in the rough. A woman that has his heart. A woman that can love him. A woman that is different from others. When you find your diamond in the rough, you have to understand that it's going to be rough to discover the diamond that you're looking for. I'm not speaking about finding a significant other. I'm speaking about finding yourself. You have to be that diamond in the rough. You have to be the difference maker. You have to be the one that shows up differently. Because what I know, what I think I know, let me know in the comments if you agree, is that if you're watching this video, you want something different. If you're watching this lesson, you want to reinvent yourself. To reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to go through the challenges to discover who you are. Earlier today, I ate a mango. And the mango, for one, it was phenomenal. It was amazing. That joker was good. So when I ate the mango, I'm like, ooh, this is good. But first, I had to peel the mango. Then, I had to cut up the mango. Then, I had to throw the seed away. Many times in life, we throw the seed that we have within ourselves away because it's a skill that we're not focused on. It's a talent that we're not developing. It's an opportunity that hasn't came because we peeled the opportunity back. We looked at it. We discovered it. We saw it online. Then once we cut it up to pieces where we can fully understand it, it became a little more difficult than it already was. Then we have the seed and we throw the seed away. The seed that's been thrown away is wasted talent. How can your talent be wasted? Because you're not taking care of the seed that you have. How can the seed be taken away? Is because the seed. How can the seed be thrown away? Is because the seed is a starting point that one has to go through. You have to plant the seed. When you plant the seed, you have to take care of the seed. When you take care of the seed, you have to be willing to develop your skill. Skill development shows that you are committed to this process, committed to learning, and committed to developing within yourself. You see, but you can only develop. You can only reinvent. You can only discover yourself when you have something that you are working towards. When you have something you're working towards, not only are you working towards it, you can see it just a little bit. As I can't predict the future, I can only focus on today and the work that I'm doing. And eventually the future will come and will only come based off the work that I'm doing today. If I want to reinvent myself, I have to keep learning. If I want to reinvent myself, I have to keep going to different challenges. If I reinvent myself, I have to understand that you get better with time. So if I focus on one thing for the rest of my life, you're telling me I can't be better? You're telling me to reinvent myself, I have to be willing to stick to one thing? And as I'm sticking to this one thing, I understand the importance behind getting better. Because if you want to reinvent yourself, you have to start with who you are today. You have to change the habits. You have to recognize the habits that you have. You have to change the habits to something that's going to be beneficial. And in order for it to be beneficial, you have to understand that there's a process that you will have to go through. Because if it was easy, you would already reinvented yourself. And since there's difficulties, since there are challenges, since there's a process that you have to wait for, you have to be the one to go get it, because to reinvent yourself, you have to raise your hand. Amen to that. I did a presentation, it's November, I did a presentation a couple months ago. And in this presentation, first off, it was my first time pitching. Now, I'm not necessarily say my first time, but it was like my probably third time pitching a business, like actually pitching something. And so during that time, when I had to put together my PowerPoint, put together my presentation, I put it together. And as I'm putting it together, it had to be 10 slides. But I had 47 slides, because I'm thinking you had to explain everything. Some had a lot of pictures, some had a lot of words, some was a good amount. But what the challenge came from was that when I presented this PowerPoint, they start giving me feedback. The first thing that they said, first off, you have too many slides. They asked me, they say, how many slides you got? I say 47. They said, yeah, that's too much. Let's try to keep it around 10 or 11. 47 is too much. So I'm like, okay, no problem at all. They said, and they also mentioned, they said, stop reading the screen. They said, we're all grown here. We can read the screen. I said, okay. They said, when you are presenting, you, the audience attention is supposed to be on you rather than in words. Because if my attention is on them words, I'm going to try to read the sentences that you have crafted, and I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to read with you. I said, oh, I'm going to read with you. And so as I'm getting feedback, as I'm getting suggestions to change, I'm listening, I'm hearing, and I'm starting to reinvent myself. Because I have feedback. I have information. I have ways to improve. Just because you do something the first time doesn't mean it should be the last time. What it means is that you should get better for the next time. So recently today, I actually had a call with the same group, same program. And as I had the call with them today, I remembered what they said. 47 slides is too much. A lot of words on your presentation is too much. Lack of clarity is too much. And so when I presented today, I saw the difference within myself, because I reinvented myself. You can't become different if you're not willing to be different. When I decided to become different, I had to learn what different looked like for me. Because different appears differently to everybody. And everyone don't have the same different as I thought I had. And it's understanding that when you start to go through the process that you are going through, understand that you can grow through it if you continue to reinvent yourself. Because as you are reinventing yourself, you're getting better. You're getting better. It's that challenge that takes so long to get better and to show us that we're doing something right. Reinventing yourself, it takes a lot. You just can't say one day I'm going to be different. One day I'm going to chase my dreams. One day it's going to come. What I learned is that one day will never come unless you make today the day. Because tomorrow is the best day. Next week, I will start. Next year, I will start. Recently, I learned that the New Year's resolution. I used to have the New Year's resolution, and it's in November, almost December, about to be January. So it's the end of the year. I used to always wonder, why is it called New Year's resolution? Why do you have to wait a year to have new goals to accomplish? Why do you have to wait a year for you to really be someone different? So I used to always question that. Like, I used to always have like a feeling behind, why do people just wait for that? But I never said anything about it because I didn't know what feeling I was feeling and the importance behind it. And so the year before last, when I got the Marine Corps, it taught me that if you wait 12 months to set New Year goals, you've just wasted 12 months to set a New Year goal. Here's what I mean. If you're waiting 12 months to even try something new or try something different or try a way to challenge yourself, you're wasting time because time is just moving. If you wasted 365 days, if you wasted 52 weeks, you wasted it because you're waiting until next year. I didn't fully understand that. I'm like, why do people just wait? Why? I don't want to wait for my goals. I don't want to wait for that. It didn't make sense to me. So I'm thinking, why can't you actually achieve your goals this year? It wasn't until I started to fully understand that to challenge yourself, you have to be willing to start today. Because if you start today, you can learn so much more information than you can ever imagine. And when you start learning it, you see the importance of starting. I'm going to read the comments right quick. Lil Check said, that's what I'm talking about. Why wait? Why wait on something new? You have a goal. You can be different. What I learned over time is that as I got older, I stopped dreaming. Because as a kid, I was dreaming a lot. I used to dream of becoming an NFL player. I used to dream of playing pro. I used to dream of playing football. It was unfortunate that my dream stopped at high school and I stopped dreaming. Because when I tore my ACL, I had to go through a process that I was never expecting to go through. All these different games, it really gave me a different perspective. All these football games that I played in my entire life, the game that I get injured is the game where I do it to myself. I overran the play. What that means, like I overran the person who had the football. And then when I tried to stop, my knee just popped. When my knee popped and I got help to the table, the trainer's table, and he grabbed my leg and he shook it twice. He said, "Yup, it's your ACL." I'm thinking, how did I do it to myself? It didn't make no sense on how I did it. And as I got older, I start to recognize why I did it. It wasn't intentional or nothing like that. It was the fact that I just didn't stay to the basics. I tried to be fancy. I tried to get the groove back. But when I tried to get the groove back, I tore my ACL. To reinvent yourself, you have to be willing to go through a process It's gonna destroy your confidence. It's gonna force you to rebuild it. And what I learned during that time is that having life happen to you, there's a saying that say life be life. I don't even know what that means. Life be happening. Because when it happens to you, you're not the only one that's experiencing this. What matters, what you see is that you're the only one that's going through it. When I tore my ACL, I was the only person who tore my ACL, so I was lonely. When I tore my ACL, I was the only one going to rehab, so I felt lonely. When I was going to rehab, I wasn't aware that I was just going with the motion. Like, I didn't have the energy for it. And over time, I started to learn the importance behind reinventing yourself. Everything that you do, everything that you experience, everything that you go through, you have to be willing to learn from every single thing that you go through. Because in order to discover more about yourself, you have to be willing to look at yourself and where you are at. Reason why I say that I'm not the same person is because I just changed. Not in a bad way. I changed because I wanted to become better. To become better, you have to change, because if you're doing the same thing day in and day out, how do you get better? How do you even improve? How do you discover more about yourself? You can only discover yourself when you gave yourself a chance to discover yourself. Because you have to be willing to learn. Reinventing yourself doesn't happen overnight. The people who created this remote didn't create it off of one opportunity, didn't create it off of one thing. Like, they probably had multiple ways to fix this remote. As simple as it is, it's a button that turns off light. Hello. It was supposed to be more dramatic. It's a button that turns off lights. Hello. It's a button that turns off lights. Just like it's a button that turns us back on. Many times in life, you have to be willing to turn your light back on to reinvent yourself. Because once you reinvent yourself, now you discover more about the person that you would like to become. It's a challenge to challenge yourself. And when you start pushing yourself, you start learning yourself. Because when you recognize how and where you would like to go, reinventing yourself comes from looking at yourself. If you don't look at yourself, how can you get better? If you don't see yourself, how can you improve? If you don't recognize who you are and where you would like to go, how do you discover the dreams that you would like to have for yourself? There's a thing that you have to go through, that everyone has to go through. Everyone has to be willing to reinvent themselves, to see themselves differently. Because when you start to see yourself differently, you start to become someone different. Shannon Sharp said that he's the same kid that he was growing up in his hometown. Growing up in his small hometown, in his house with his grandparents, he said he's the same person. One day I'm like, you can't be the same person because your status is not the same. When I left my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, which is a small town, I left the town and I became someone different. I became someone different because I had to learn how to reinvent myself. Because if I wanted to become someone different, I had to learn what different looks like to me. If you want to become different, you have to learn what different looks like to you. Because being different appears differently across everyone that you come in contact with. Excuse me. It matters where you are at today. It matters where you have been. And it also matters where you are going. Because if you stop reinventing yourself, if you stop improving, if you stop growing, how do you become someone that has reinvented themselves? excuse me, it doesn't happen overnight. What happens is that you have to be willing to do the work every single day. Because when you do the work every single day, you're able to become someone different because you're challenging yourself, you're pushing yourself, and you're learning more about the path that you are on. This is so incredible. This is so important. This is so vital, because to become someone different, you have to understand that different takes work. In order to become someone different, you have to understand that different takes time. In order to become someone different, different takes effort. And when you start to put effort into yourself, now you are reinventing yourself, because you're creating new habits, you're creating new opportunities, and you're creating a chance based off you starting today. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. And don't be afraid to learn more about where you are going, because the day you start to learn more about where you are going is the day you have reinvented yourself. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe, and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on the importance of reinventing yourself, and how you are going to start reinventing yourself so you can start accomplishing the goals that you have in mind. Again, I appreciate y'all for watching. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and if you really got value from this, watch additional videos just like this by clicking this button right here.